A Chadian rebel spokesman says positions near the towns of Ade and Adre have been bombed in recent days, causing heavy casualties.
Les positions de l'UFDD, du RAFT, de la CNT, de RND et de RNDP ont été bombardés.
Mikhaila Ngebla says these attacks show the government's bad faith in talks that were recently begun outside Chad to end the low-level conflict. The government did not immediately comment on their new offensive. It follows new rebel activity in a region bordering both Sudan and Libya. The rebel spokesman adds the international community should make sure Chadians can resolve their differences internally.
Nous appelons à l'Union africaine, la communauté internationale et l'Union européenne, même l'ONU, de pouvoir franchement faire pression sur la France.
He warns current conflicts could spread from Sudan's Darfur region through the Central African Republic and Chad and farther south to the two Congos. UN officials are studying a possible peacekeeping mission in regions bordering Sudan's warring Darfur region. British-based Global Insight analyst Adrian Fenu says the government's tactic has been to try to crush the rebels before engaging in serious dialogue.
I don't think the Chadian government is going to be willing to discuss with rebels in a position of weakness, hence the whole point of the counteroffensive.
Another British-based analyst, Alex Vines, with the Royal Institute of International Affairs, says the rebels are trying to weaken Chad's army with persistent and repeated attacks, including possible movement toward the capital.
I think it's to try to spread the government of Chad's response so as to kind of weaken it. I would imagine that they will at some point make another attempt. They may try another launch close to N'Djamena at some point. This is all part of a longer-term strategy to get regime change in Chad.
Vine says even though there is new rebel activity near Libya, he does not believe Libya's government is becoming involved in Chad's conflict.
I would be surprised, given Libya's current policy of rapprochement with the West, that it might want to be involved with the rebels. There's clearly more evidence about Sudanese support for them, but it is a worrying situation in Chad.
Both Sudan's government and the Chadian rebels deny there is any link between them. Chad's president, Idriss Déby, came to power in a coup in 1990. He changed the constitution to lift a limit on presidential terms and recently won elections widely viewed as rigged. Human rights activists have complained of his repression of freedom of speech and misuse of oil wealth. Mr. Déby has said he is preventing Islamic extremists from pushing further into Africa. He has received help from French military to attack Chadian rebels. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Dakar.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。